This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Hello, America. It is the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's where it all happens and where you can get involved in the conversation as well at hashtag BMartinezLive.com. Got a lot of great guests for you to hear and conversation for you to get involved with in today. But, you know, Scott, I want to be able to talk a little bit about this bathroom bill. North Carolina has until, I guess, 5 o'clock today. Today's the deadline for North Carolina to change its law requiring people to use private facilities according to their birth sex or face billions in pulled funds from the Obama administration. You know, this is the problem I have is when the federal government uses their heavy hand and cannot allow states the opportunity to work this stuff out. And to be so heavy-handed with it, to say, look, you got till Monday. Well, there's certain parties that are participating in this that they're not even, like, for the universities. Their board of trustees aren't even going to meet until Tuesday, and by then it's a fait accompli. But the other thing that's very complicated about this situation is that the feds are going after North Carolina, after the governor of North Carolina. But basically what they're saying is that, hey, get ready, America. Every state's going to have to follow suit. You're all going to be threatened, and you better go along with this. If not, we're going to pull money on you.
Yeah, and it should be something that is pretty – it's a bathroom. Like, yeah. You should, it shouldn't be an issue.
What have we been doing for hundreds of years here, Scott? I mean, what's happened? Now all of a sudden we're going to go, okay, and now we have to have special designation. I mean, this is the problem about the LGBT agenda and what's going on for such a small percentage of people. I mean, we haven't heard about this problem. Now all of a sudden this becomes this huge issue. Funding's going to be taken away. Rock stars, everybody, football teams, they don't want to play in certain states now that, you know, cannot seem to, you know, to go along with this situation, and all of a sudden we're supposed to violate our God, our nature, and nature's laws, which I think were stipulated in our U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. But no longer are we independent. We're now dependent upon the whims of the progressive left. Now, Governor McCrory, the governor of North Carolina, was with Chris Wallace over the weekend, and this is what he had to say. He brought some light to this topic. Listen to what he says.
Well, first of all, the bathroom laws that say it only applies to government buildings, our schools and our universities and highway rest stops. It doesn't apply to anyone in the private sector. In fact, our ruling says that the government shouldn't make bathroom laws for anyone in the private sector. Sure. That's up to the private sector. What I asked for Friday was an extension. They gave the ninth largest state in the United States, the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, 3 working days to respond to a pretty complex letter and to a pretty big threat. Well, we don't think 3 working days is enough to respond to such a threat from a...
Did they respond to your request for an extension?
Yes. They said no, unless we will give you a 1-week extension if the governor admits publicly that the ruling, that their language regarding bathrooms does in fact discriminate. Well, I'm not going to publicly announce that something discriminates, which is agreeing with their letter, because we're really talking about a letter in which they're trying to define gender identity, and there is no clear identification or a definition of gender identity. It's the federal government being a bully. It's making law. It's and by their interpretation.
Well, you know, there it is. You know, he laid out the course, and plus on top of that, like I said, it's going to take, you know, a couple extra days for the rest of these officials to be able to meet and discuss this thing all the more. But the government in typical fashion says, I want it mañana, and the pressure is on North Carolina. But like you said, not only North Carolina, but in every state of the union. We'll be talking about it. You know, it'll continue. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, and this week we're giving away DVDs of the movie Risen. It will be officially released as far as a digital release will be happening tomorrow. The full DVD Blu-ray will be released the end of the month around May 24th. And in honor of that, hey, we're giving away free DVDs of the movie Risen. All you got to do, just like before, drop me an email saying, Martinez, get me in the drawing there. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're waiting. Do we have Liz Peek with us? We have Liz. Okay, great. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Miss Liz, how are we doing this morning?
I'm terrific. Thank you. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. You had a great Mother's Day, I take it?
I did. I had a very nice Mother's Day. Thank you.
As we say around here, huh, Scott, do we say Feliz Día de la Madre? Is that what we say?
That's what we say. Yeah,
yeah, Scott.
You know, mother?
yeah, it's Happy Mother's Day in Spanish. And whether you're a first semester Spanish love song admirer or not, you know, we had to get that out because somebody caught me by surprise. My brain was in another direction. And my dear friend, Lauren, she goes, how do you say Happy Mother's Day in Spanish? Well, Scott had 5 semesters of it. You majored in Spanish, right, Scott? I guess he ran off. He doesn't want me to ask him any more questions, but that's okay. Hey, speaking of which, somebody needing to run off maybe is Donald Trump, because he seems to be all over the place, and you refer to him as a disruptor, and I say all over the place and flip-flopping on some of these issues, whether it's minimum wage, his, you know, economic plan, his tax plan, which he said initially he loved, and now he comes back and says, well, you know, not so much. I mean, this is really a bit disconcerting for people that are trying to, you know, get behind him and line up with him. He seems to be a little bit of a moving target here on us.
Well, I think, yes, and I think he needs to kind of nail this stuff down, right, because these are issues which have been talked about on the primary trail for now almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they aren't. It isn't surprising that minimum wage is going to come up. It's not surprising that we're going to be talking about taxes. And look, I give him a little bit of rope here because, after all, he's a newcomer to politics, and he is assessing how you pivot, which he now will be doing. And by the way, Hillary Clinton will be doing as soon as she gets rid of pesky Sanders to the general election. And so in the general election, he's going to be confronting not a bunch of hard and fast conservatives, but Hillary Clinton. And so he's going to have to kind of figure out where he stands versus her increasingly progressive agenda. And so my guess is that it makes some sense for him to move a little to the middle. But what, by the way, the thing that was lost in the excitement, if you will, about this minimum wage comment is exactly what I wrote about in my column, which is basically he said, let's take it back to the states. It should be determined by the states, which is obviously totally correct. And Hillary Clinton was also an advocate of state monitoring deriving of minimum wage until she was pushed into this national $15 thing by Bernie Sanders. Because, look, what plays well in the way of a wage set in Birmingham, Alabama, bears no relation to what should go on in New York City, right?
Exactly.
I mean, totally
right,
different
sure.
cost of living, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take that issue of minimum wage and look at all kinds of problems that our country faces, whether it's infrastructure requirements or even trade deals, et cetera. And what I wrote about this past week was you don't have tens of millions of people on the left and the right coming out and essentially voting for disruptive candidates like Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump without an underlying message that they want things to change. And if you want change, let's figure out a way that makes sense to give people optimism about our country moving forward. And my view is, yes, let's shrink the federal government. And I'm not talking about anything crazy here, but stop the growth of these overlapping and inefficient and ineffectual agencies and take a lot of the power back to the states, which is, by the way, where it was always meant to be. But we have a federal government on steroids, and nobody seems willing to step in the way of it.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, Tom Coburn in his Waste book a couple of years ago reported $400 billion in duplicate budget assignments within the agencies. It's so big they can't even manage that, Liz, and to lose track of $400 billion. And that's just the start. I mean, if we really wanted to get deep into this, it might cause a lot of us to jump out the window.
Yeah. Well, you don't want that. What you want is someone who actually understands where the problems are. And, I sort of began thinking about this because I was out at the Milken Global Conference last week, mm-hmm. and I heard four governors speak, Governor Scott in Florida and Scott Walker from Wisconsin, and two Democrats, McAuliffe in Virginia and Hickenlooper in Colorado. And what impressed me was both left and right, all these guys are actually dealing with problems that their constituents face every day, and they are held accountable. I mean, who's accountable for the glitches in Obamacare or the unforeseen nightmares that will undoubtedly emerge from the TPP, this big Asian trade pact? No one will be held accountable because we don't even know what's in those bills or who wrote it or who's behind it. Whereas at the local level, governors have to balance their budgets. They have to be there and prove that life is actually getting better. And by the way, there's a reason why 31 governors are now Republicans, because people have confidence in their ability to make decisions which are sound, which are fiscally prudent, and which will actually help job creation in those states. And I come back all the time, and you do too, mm-hmm. to the fact that Obama's biggest failing has been he has not prioritized job creation in this country. And that's something that's being done at the state level much more effectively. And if they had more resources, it could be even more effective.
And again, Liz, we come out with the polling, the exit polls, and again, it reminds everybody resoundingly, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
To your point.
That's why people are voting for Donald Trump. So he has to come up with an economic agenda that is kind of catches the imagination, which I think mine does, putting mm-hmm. power back to the states. Nobody in America loves the federal government. The federal government now tells you what kind of car to drive, what kind of beverage to drink, on and on and on, mm-hmm. what kind of building you have to build, et cetera,
right.
What kind of bathroom you should use,
exactly.
for God's sake.
Exactly. We were just talking about that. Yeah,
right?
If you don't toe the line, they're going to withhold funds. I mean, Carolina's being faced. Here they are. They've been on recovery mode. They've done a great job. Governor McCrory there, to your point about a Republican governor, doing a great job in reviving the economy there. And in the midst of this, the federal government wants to come in and say, well, because we say this is the way you're supposed to handle the bathroom, and if you don't agree with us, we're going to withhold, what, $4.8 billion you know, this doesn't help the cause at all.
No, of course not. And you know, it's time that it used to be that conservatives talked about things like shrinking the federal government. Ronald Reagan talked about it. It's time for a Republican nominee to talk about it. And by the way, you know, Mitt Romney didn't really take that message out there. John McCain didn't. But
yes,
Donald Trump could, because he has he's sort of a blank slate.
Liz, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Liz Peek right after this. Stay with us, America.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina, because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 19 after the top of the hour. Conversation continues with FoxNews.com columnist, the one and only Liz Peek. Liz, you know, we started out the last segment talking about the Democrats and how, you know, Hillary was going to try to move away from, a little bit anyway, from Bernie Sanders. But Bernie Sanders has been more than pesky. A lot of what he has done with her in terms of pushing her more to the left, I mean, it's almost like, you know, Elizabeth Warren 2.0.
Oh, without a doubt. And it amused me. The Economist was out with a big, you know, front page lead editorial this week, and also a longer story. And actually, I've read this same sort of commentary elsewhere, but I was sort of surprised because The Economist, I think, is a pretty smart group, talking about how she, to her credit, she had not allowed the campaign to push her to the left. And I really am, for the first time in my life, thinking about a letter to the editor on that one. Because she certainly has. I mean, on all kinds of issues, whether it's how to treat college debt, student debt, or how, you know, getting the minimum wage. But on energy, I think you and I have spoken about this in the past.
Exactly.
She now is embracing a full stop on production of oil and gas on federal lands. Now, to a lot of people, that doesn't mean very much. But if you know anything about our energy situation here in the U.S., that is the most incredibly stupid idea, basically putting maybe 40-45% of the nation's oil and gas future reserves and production on hold. Yes, oil prices are low today, but they won't be low forever, and it's a ridiculous policy, which she knows. That's what galls me about Hillary Clinton. Right. She knows better.
Well, and then she made the statement that came back and really bit her on the back end very hard, by telling coal miners that she wanted to get them out of business and then try to come back with some sort of, but I did offer this $43 billion, you know, re-education, retraining bill or something. But by then it was all they heard was, look, you want to kill coal.
Well, which she does, and which Obama does. So again, on energy, she is in a very poor position because she is doubling down. Well, she's doubling down essentially on all Obama's policies. And I find it very interesting to watch her kind of squirm between embracing her husband's agenda, which is totally out of favor now, pro-trade and, you know, welfare reform and the things that Bill Clinton was famously successful with, and Obama's agenda, which has not been that particularly successful. Someone just reminded me that, you know, it's probably the only president in the history of the country who's not had a single quarter of 3% growth. I mean, that is quite a failing.
Exactly.
And, you know, people can ballyhoo the many months of job creation we had, et cetera. And, yes, he was dealt a very ugly hand when he came into the White House. I have no question in my mind that another person with more pro-growth, pro-job policies could have handled that better. So, I think people will look back at the Obama presidency and conclude that the lack of expertise, the lack of any kind of private enterprise activity. Remember, there is no one in the White House that's ever run a company or even worked in the public, in the private sector for any extended period of time. That was an unusual circumstance, and it has cost the country dearly.
Well, we've reeked of, as you say, inexperience in this administration. Many times, Liz, it's been my impression we operate in the world of theory. You know, it's like a bunch of academics just getting together, having a cup of coffee in the room and just saying, hey, wouldn't it be nice? And here it is. They've had 8 years of playing with these theories at our grave expense. And not only ours, but I would say the world. Our foreign policy has hurt our allies and has hurt the world at large because we chose to lead from behind and forego our leadership position, and it's been at a great cost not only to our allies, but I would say for the rest of the world as well, because we're just not there.
Well, consider what's going on in Syria. I mean, is not anyone in this administration feeling just a tad bit responsible for 450,000 people killed? Last night on 60 Minutes, they ran
a
story about the Yazidis.
Yazidis, yeah.
I have been tracking that for some time because a friend of mine actually went and visited a Yazidi refugee camp. It is the most horrifying genocide of our time. And no one in this administration, including Samantha Power, who's supposed to be the great genocide expert, has blinked an eye. It's really staggering.
It really is. And Liz, but, you know, this is what's happening. You know, the populace, we the people, are paying the price for it. And as we say, those that have counted, especially our allies, they have counted on the leadership of America for these last 8 years, and the prospect that we could have another four, at least maybe even eight, if Hillary was elected president. I mean, this is very dangerous. And Liz, I know that you have to go, so I've got to let you go here right now, with much reluctance as I hold on to try to keep you here. But I know, and I promised I would let you go. So get going to your next meeting, your next appointment.
I will.
All right, and thank you so much for being with us. You got it. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Gosh, I just so appreciate and am grateful for her insight, and I know you are as well. She's exactly right in terms of states. You know, the states need to stand up. Our Congress needs to stand up. But the paradigm is so well established, you know, this big beast of government. And it's going to be interesting, you know, this meeting coming up with Donald Trump and Paul Ryan as to what they can agree on. Liz has written an article on the disruption of Donald Trump, and I believe that's what the populist vote is looking for. They want disruption on the Beltway. We need to shake things up. We don't want business as usual. And also, because of what we've gone through in the last 8 years of all these unfulfilled promises, you know, but you listen to the president, he looks straight in the camera and says, you know, he's done such a great job overseas. We're more respected than we ever have been, that he's regained, you know, because of his policies, he's regained the stature of America. And it's just like, wow, you know, what parallel universe are you operating on? I don't see it. I'm not getting it. I'm not seeing where America is stronger. I think, you know, even both sides, Republican or Democrat, are saying that, you know, our allies don't trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. And, you know, the reports that we're getting out of military budgets, the shortfalls and things that are happening in terms of, you know, our military budget. And we're going to talk a little bit later on about what's going on with our vets as well. It's just disgusting. And as Liz was saying, you know, I saw that that special last night, Laura Logan on the Yazidis, and what has happened to them is just absolutely disgusting. But not only Yazidis, but the whole area. I mean, the refugees, all these people being transplanted, and you know, here we are as a country, ever compassionate, and we want to open our arms to help refugees out. And then Donald Trump gets criticized, saying, hey, look, is there a smarter way to do this? You know, I think, you know, the smarter way is, can we keep them? Can we support and protect and keep them close to the area to where, you know, once this stuff is cleared up, then it's easier for them to go home where they want to be and where they belong, where their culture is. They don't want to come to America and start all over. I mean, you're talking, you know, it's going to be a generation or two for them to rebuild here in a different country, you know, with the hopes of, you know, I mean, they're not even coming here to think about assimilating. They're coming here to perpetuate. And naturally, I mean, they're not, you know, like choosing like immigrants who say, look, I've been waiting in line. I want to go through the process. I want to live a part of the American dream. I want to be a part of the American dream. I want to add to the proposition. Here you have people, refugees, who come here with broken hearts, have lost their culture, family members. And they're not at that point to even say, look, I want to enjoy America. I want to enjoy the American dream and everything that goes along with it, when they're just trying to survive and, you know, get their brains around what has just tragically happened to them. It's an uphill battle, and all we can hope for is that as they come in, that they see the benefit, welcome it, and appreciate and are grateful for it, and as a result, they commit their blood, their treasure, their lives to a greater America. That's the only thing we can hope for right now. But of course, this discussion will continue. You know it will. It's 28 minutes after.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Got to get you into my life.
Well, it's about that time, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. And also, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at SaveTheStorks.com. Get on the bus with us, okay? Donate whatever you can. It'll go a long way. We got 21 buses getting ready to be rolled out, 21 more. We got 21 out there right now. And they're out there serving women who are interested in a free sonogram. They're parked outside of abortion clinics. They offer a woman a free ultrasound picture of their baby. And 85% of those women that take advantage change their minds and they choose life. If you want to be a part of this kind of life-saving and life-giving opportunity, by all means, go to my friends, SaveTheStorks.com. That is the website. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. Or give them a call at 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. With us right now, Dan Caldwell, a Marine Corps veteran, and currently serves as the legislative and political director for Concerned Veterans for America. Dan served in Operation Iraqi Freedom with the 1st Marine Division and also worked for 2 years as a congressional caseworker handling constituents' issues with the VA. Semper Fi, Dan. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. Hillary Clinton, in her comments, said that the problems at the VA are not as widespread as has been reported, that vets are satisfied with the care they are receiving, and that does not seem to be consistent with anything I've heard. Can you give us some information and facts-based truth on this?
Sure, absolutely. So you don't have to rely on my own data. You can just take the VA's data to show that these problems are still very widespread and, in fact, in some cases, are getting worse. So 2 years ago, we had the VA waitlist scandal began. It was revealed that at VA hospitals across the country, schedulers were using secret waitlists, manipulated waitlists, off-the-books waitlists, whatever you want to call them, to hide the true amount of time it took for a veteran to get an appointment within the Department of Veterans Affairs, usually for primary care or specialty care. And this was done to hide the fact that the VA was not meeting its wait time goals, which played a large part in determining how VA employees get their bonuses. So in order for many VA leaders to get their bonuses, it appears now that they were encouraging their schedulers to use these tactics to hide the true wait time. So we had the scandal break wide open. You had the VA secretary resign. You had a lot of other of the senior leadership at the VA resign. You had a lot of investigations which are still ongoing around the country. You've had a lot of inspector general reports come out around the country that have confirmed that veterans died waiting for care on these secret wait lists or these long wait lists that were being hidden from the public's view. So you had Congress give the VA billions more dollars. You had the VA choice card created. And so what has that actually done for the VA? Well, sitting here today, VA wait times are about 25 to 30% higher at the national level. Veterans who wait 30 days or more for an appointment, it's about 25 to 30% higher than it was end of the VA waitlist, the initial stage of the VA waitlist scandal, after the VA bill had been passed, after Secretary McDonald came on board. So it's about 25 to 30% higher, and it is still extremely widespread. So for Hillary Clinton to say that, and she said that about 6 months ago, she's tried to kind of walk it back, but she really hasn't. It just shows you how detached from the reality of the situation the VA she is, and shows you that she's not going to be serious about doing real reforms to fix that still broken agency.
And what we the people need to understand here, Dan, is this is on the heels of what, an increase in their budget of what, some $35, $40 billion? And for that investment, we've got a bigger problem than we had before?
If you take together the creation of the choice card, the additional monies that they've received through the normal appropriations process, this is about $25 to $30 billion in additional costs. Now, it has been a significant amount of resources. Now, the VA still claims they don't have enough money. They play this game where if Congress doesn't give them everything that they ask for, they claim it's a cut. They did it last year. They're doing it again this year. They're saying that Congress is going to cut their budget, when in reality, all they're doing is not funding everything they ask for. And some of the things they aren't funding is things that they don't need or things that they have shown an inability to manage. They're on track through the House budget to get a 3 to 4% budget increase on the health care side. Mm-hmm. And the VA is screaming poverty, claiming that's a budget cut because they aren't getting the full 5% they asked for. And that's completely absurd, and that ignores the fact that their budget has tripled at a top-line level. And at a per-patient level by this point since the war on terror began, these are all since the war on terror numbers began, on a per-patient level, it's more than doubled. And so it's far outpaced inflation, it's far outpaced the increase in demand, yet they still have shown a complete inability to actually improve the delivery of health care and other benefits within that agency.
How can McDonald, go along with this this idea that they need bonuses? Here it is. You've got an agency that is so incompetent right now, and I don't know how they can, with a straight face, still insist that there should be some sort of bonus incentive for people just to do the job, which they're getting, very well compensated for. I mean, compared to what people get compensated in the public sector, or I should say in the private sector, I mean, a government job is just unbelievable. The golden parachute and all the bennies that go with it. But they need a bonus on top of this extraordinary amount of, compensation that we're paying them to get this kind of incompetence.
We at Conservative Veterans for America believe that, hey, you need to incentivize proper behavior. And one way you incentivize, proper and productive behaviors is through compensation. The VA, in some cases, pays less than the private sector. But in other cases, especially in rural areas, they actually pay more. when you factor in loan repayment programs and other incentives for newer doctors. On the doctor's side, obviously, I think we all agree that they need to have competitive pay. What McDonald is fired up about is the fact that, that Congress wants to ban bonuses to the senior executive service. And these are the people that have been in charge of the VA for the last 5 and 6 years when you had the VA disability backlog get worse and worse and worse and almost reach a million people. And you've had all these health care issues system-wide. And we're talking about, you know, two-thirds of VA hospitals engaging in this type of misconduct. You have VA regional offices across the country having issues with shredding and other types of misconduct. Clearly, there is a toxic culture there. And the senior leadership, the senior executive service, which encompasses the top 500 or so VA executives, bears responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Whether every single one of them is responsible, that's something for investigators to decide. But the fact is that that leadership team has failed,
mm-hmm.
and that they don't deserve, you know, the ridiculous bonuses that they have gotten for the past 2 years. So Congress is doing a very common sense thing by banning these bonuses, and McDonald is screaming about it. And the fact is McDonald should be less worried about the bonuses and more worried about the fact that he has a senior executive corps that is absolutely rotten.
All right.
And that just shows you that Secretary McDonald, it shows you two things. He's not serious about truly reforming and fixing the VA, and he is not serious about holding bad people accountable.
Exactly. You're right. And part of the incentive, Dan, as you know, is not only compensation, but it's also an environment in which you work in. If they're honoring the environment and rewarding those things that deserve an incentive and deserve award and recognition, that's very positive. But obviously what's been going on there at the VA is a systemic issue where there has not been, you know, the accountability, and that has allowed, you know, this kind of incompetence to reign free there. And what they've been able to do is pretty much hold the taxpayer hostage and vets hostage through this whole process and just saying, you're not paying us enough. I mean, that's that entitlement mindset that really needs a lobotomy, I think.
You're absolutely correct on that point. And there needs to be a complete mindset change for these problems to get fixed.
Without a doubt. Dan Caldwell has been with us. Dan, thank you so much. Dan, a Marine Corps vet, currently serves as the legislative and political director for Concerned Vets for America. Keep up the great work there, Dan. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This report is brought to you by Allegra Allergy. Spring is in the air. Unfortunately for allergy sufferers, so is pollen. Achoo! In fact, more than 60 million Americans suffer from hay fever and other upper respiratory allergies. Allergy symptoms can lead to disruptions in our lives, interfering with everything from sleep to outdoor activities. It's important for allergy sufferers to manage these symptoms so they too can enjoy the sunshine. Allergist and immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden.
Spring can be a tough season for people with allergies, but that doesn't mean they need to suffer through it. I recommend that my patients create an everyday allergy plan to avoid their triggers. For example, checking the pollen forecast in the morning, changing clothes when they get home, and showering before bed. To relieve symptoms, I recommend treatment options that are available over-the-counter at prescription strength.
Allegra Allergy is an over-the-counter antihistamine that starts working in 1 hour, offering adults fast, non-drowsy relief from symptoms like itchy, watery eyes and runny nose. For more information, visit www.allegra.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, let's give him something to talk about. Why not? Huh? Maybe that's what Donald Trump's just trying to do, just make you wonder. You know, do we got a minimum wage, not a minimum wage? I like my tax plan. I don't like my tax plan. Obviously, whether it's a tax plan or whatever we're going to do economically, it is going to be a dynamic situation. You know, we're getting down to that stage where Donald Trump has, for all intent and purposes, is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. But now it's, okay, how is it going to be translated by conservatives within the Republican Party and the leadership, Paul Ryan? Now, I know that some conservatives are still, I mean, they're hot. Everybody I spoke to this weekend about Paul Ryan's statement, toward Donald Trump, it was like, well, wait a minute, you kind of abandoned the party in giving President Obama everything he wanted plus tax and license in this last go-around. And, you just really didn't sell it very well to everybody to give them some sense of confidence that, you had to do it this way because somehow down the road there was victory, that there was possibly a light at the end of the tunnel. But what the people have seen is not a light, but an oncoming train by way of progressives coming right in their path. So many conservatives very disappointed with one Paul Ryan, but I think this is a chance for even Paul Ryan to get this thing together. I appreciate that he didn't say that absolutely no way could he support. He said he would like to be there. You know, he wants to do that. So it demonstrates at least a willingness as opposed to two former presidents and Mitt Romney, who just said absolutely not. And I look at that as saying, okay, so basically what you're doing is you're supporting Hillary Clinton, if you're not going to support what's going on here. I mean, this is the populist vote. This is what, majority is. It'll come out. The majority of states, the majority of Republican voters have chosen, said, hey, here's our guy. It may not stomach well for you because you're used to business as usual. And clearly there is a revolution that has taken place within the Republican Party. and dare I say, even in the Democratic side, because Democrats look out and they say, okay, I've got a socialist and I got Hillary Clinton, who I can't trust, and a lot of reasons that I don't care for her. And at this point, you know, Bernie Sanders hasn't done a whole lot. I mean, in terms of exposing Clinton's policies, Clinton's history, but you've got to know that Donald Trump, when it comes to the general election, I mean, it is going to be a bloodbath. You know, we've been saying hide the kids, because get ready, it's going to get real nasty here. And you only know that this, you know, short of a, you know, a WWF, you know, cage match of some sort, although some people might liken it to that, it's going to be a lot of fun, and you can't wait for the debates. If you think all these cable channels had a fun time, you know, with the debates and, you know, what happened with the Republicans, wow. I mean, you got to imagine what the numbers are going to be like. They are going to be absolutely off the Richter scale with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton going head-to-head over policy, over, you know, her history and the clouds of scandal that surround her. I'm in the middle of finishing up an article right now, and the reason why I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton, and one of the reasons, you know, that brought this all to mind. I mean, first of all, I couldn't vote for a Democratic Party anyway, because they're a party of death. I mean, they support abortion right up to the last minute, partial birth of abortion. They have supported an organization that sells baby parts. I'm sorry. I mean, just fundamentally, that, you know, just disqualifies them. But when you go and you consider all the other things that surround Hillary, and I would say the Clintons, it's the whole Clinton family, from the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, what happened in Benghazi, what happened with Whitewater, Vince Foster, the women that that Bill Clinton had abused, and how Hillary, basically did everything she could to protect her husband's legacy and his reputation. And, you know, it's rather disgusting. And there was a video that was presented about all these scandals that are associated with the Clintons. Now, they've been able to dodge bullets and not be indicted, although the president did lose. And a lot of people, you ask him, and they forget that he lost his law license. He cannot practice law. He got disbarred as a result of the situation with Monica Lewinsky. Okay. But America being what it is and what it's become, is that we're willing to sell our principles, our ethics, our morals for a president that was economically, you know, doing a lot of positive things. But again, you have to remember, and I wanted to remind Hillary Clinton as well, when she wanted to give her husband so much credit about the economy, it was because the Republicans and Democrats worked together. It was because Bill Clinton was smart enough to realize that he could not do it. You know, he made the announcement that the era of big government is over. Why did he do that? Because he knew when the Republicans took over Congress, he had to work with them, and he was smart enough to find some middle ground. And what happens? He's the hero. I mean, to this day, people remember Bill Clinton more than they do Newt Gingrich and the Congress and the Senate that made all this happen in working with Bill Clinton. It was teamwork. And this is what we've lacked. We've missed out on that for many years since Bill Clinton. And, of course, now even more so, you've got Barack Obama doing what a lot of the Democratic states have done, and that is that they've gerrymandered, they've controlled the electorate in such a way that most of these states, like the state that I came from, California, I was born and raised in California. But finally, it got so disgusting, I had to leave. I couldn't stand it anymore, just to watch the way they were messing up that great state, because it has become a one-party state. And look what's happening with all the resources and the smart people there, and, you know, the creativity and the potential. It is all wasted, and at every turn, you've got big government on steroids running amok, chasing businesses out. You got a governor that lies to everybody, which seems to be the order of the day from progressives, is they just stick to the story. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. They're going to tell you right to your face that they've got actually an increase in business. When you say, well, how can you have an increase in business when we've already read that, you're losing thousands of people every day? We know of big businesses that were very successful in California have finally decided, hey, we can't deal with this anymore. The regulations, the taxes that have been going on, and they've chased businesses out. And this is what's happened in those states where Republican governors have taken over. They've become more business-centric. They have been more business-friendly. They are generating jobs. They're getting control of their budgets. They're being fiscally responsible. And just by practical application, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not here necessarily to promote Republicans over Democrats, other than as I said to you earlier, I cannot go with a Democrat just because of their platform. I mean, their stated national platform is they are the party of death. They believe in killing babies. I'm sorry, I can't go along with that. So that's a door closer for me. But other than that, I believe that there's some very smart people on the Democratic side, and there's value there to where they can participate. They need to participate, just like Republicans and independents and anybody else needs to participate in the conversation to where we can be the United States of America. This is what our founding fathers put it all on the line for. Their treasures, their resources, their very blood, their honor. They put it all on the line so that we could be the United States of America. But, at some point, you got to know, it's fun to have your groups and your interests and that sort of thing. But unless we're talking to one another, unless we're advancing the cause together, then, we're holding back. I mean, look what happened. Perfect case in point. Look what's going on with Obamacare. All the money that's spent, the lies that have been perpetuated. Oh, you got to pass this bill before you find out what's in it, like it's going to be some grand surprise and we're all going to be happy with it. And here it is imploding on itself. The co-ops are going down. And now, the very thing that economists said that would happen with Obamacare, and shame on us and shame on you. I will say that if you didn't, you couldn't see the writing on the wall. I mean, and I understand some of you might say, well, look at Bill. I couldn't. I tried to read the deal. I know. I tried to read the bill myself. I got five pages into it. My brain, was bruised. And every time I think about even, reading it again, I go into some sort of Tourette deal, over it, because it is the most bizarre piece of legislation, most confusing piece of legislation that our founding fathers said should never happen, that bills should be written simply so that people could understand. They purposely made it confusing so that they could do as they darn well please. It gave them an incredible amount of flexibility. I mean, to the point that, the president has changed it from time to time. Without any kind of accountability, he didn't have to go back to Congress, and basically he's writing law on the fly here. And, shame on our Congress, shame on the Senate for not holding him accountable, holding his feet to the fire and saying, no, you cannot do that. That's not your job. And shame on the Supreme Court and Chief Justice Roberts for going along and running interference and allowing this travesty to be perpetuated. And here we are, we the people, having to live with this horrendous mess. Ladies and gentlemen, we deserve better. This is the United States of America, and we need to hold the line on this deal and hold our elected officials' feet to the fire and say, look, we demand a return on investment for our hard-earned money that's going into this government and the kind of shenanigans you're pulling, whether it's with the Veterans Administration, IRS, just go on and on. It is unacceptable.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.